under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this absolutely terrific Tuesday, April 28, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Quite a few of you texted me yesterday to see if I saw Kevin Kievsky's post on Twitter talking about a House bill and a Senate bill. I did see it. I talked to Kevin actually about it. And it was very interesting, the call to action that you guys responded to. This shows you exactly the kind of audience we have, the kind of patriots we have, and we responding to the call to action. Kevin Kievsky, attorney down in Birmingham, Michigan, who ran to be our next attorney general, put a post up regarding Senate Bill 502 and House Bill 5830. In the bottom of this half hour, when we get back from at 9:35 from our news break, I'm going to get into these bills. I'm going to get into Kevin Kievsky's posts. Bill has sent it to me. Greg sent it to me. George sent it to me. This information was critically attacked by us, the Patriots, to our Speaker Matt Hall, state senators, state representatives. You guys responded. As a result, House Speaker Matt Hall pulled House Bill 5830. And he put a notice out to the Senate that their Senate bill, which passed, by the way, unanimously with all the state senators present voting for it, Senate Bill 502, is dead on arrival. Dead. It is not going anywhere in the House. So what you guys basically did in the Senate was wasted about $500,000 of our taxpayer money. These idiots introduced this in the Senate. It went to LSB for capitulation. They looked at it, compared it to previous laws to see if there was any conflict, looked at it and compared it to the state constitution, the United States Constitution. It was assigned to a committee. It went through committee hearings. It was submitted to the Senate secretary to be put on the agenda. It went through first, second, and third reading, finally put up on the board, and all the senators voted for it. Well, it's dead on arrival in the House. We're going to get into this at 9:35, second half hour of hour number one. Why did this happen? Because we, the people, blew up their phones. We called their offices. We sent emails. We told them flat out, no way, Jose. We want these bills stopped. Are you guys out of your freaking minds? We don't want it. And if you push this through, you will be replaced at the next election. Too late to challenge you this year. April 21st filing deadline is coming gone, but we'll get you next time. This was an assault on our freedom, our liberty, and our God-given First Amendment rights. It was pulled from the House, and its Senate bill is dead on arrival. It ain't going to happen because of you. Stacy's coming on. Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office, laser light deep tissue therapy. Any questions, text them to me. Short break. We'll be right back.
Since Rise and Gone, to take a stand for families and freedom across this land. No income tax saving us that dough. 4747, get us room to go. From the fields to the city, you'll hear the people cheer.
Hear the people cheer.
With Perry and Lee, got nothing to fear.
Let's make it right.
Barry Thompson's lean.
We'll win this fight.
Together in Michigan, well, the new dawn will rise. With a true conservative, yeah, well, let's reach for the sky.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number one here on this terrific Tuesday. Joining us on the line right now is Stacy over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in downtown Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Well, good morning, Randy. Hello, everyone.
Hey, got some information for us regarding one of our listeners.
Oh, I do. We ended up with a Trucker Randy caller who came in. He had his call with Carlene to find out if there are any contraindications, etc. He qualified to come in, although I'll tell you one little tiny tidbit about that. He walked in with lower back pain that was radiating to his knee, and he walked in about 6 foot, and he was at on a pain scale of 1 to 10. He was an 8. And after we did the laser, and then he went in and had an adjustment, and then came in and we did a little bit more laser with the manual. We did the robotic laser first, and then we just finished him off with a little 2-minute handheld laser after the adjustment, just in case. And he walked out 6'4" and about at a 3. So
whoa, stop. You're telling me this guy, 6'4" tall, was hunched over that much?
Oh, yeah. It might have been even more. This is just an estimate for me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now, lower back pain causing him to hurt that much that he's literally bent over when he's walking.
Yeah. With ice and a belt around his, lower back, support.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yep. Something a lot of people with back pain know about for sure.
Yes. Yeah. I've been there, and remember, was it last year or the year before when I did the weeding? I spent the whole day out there in a beautiful, sunny, blue sky Saturday. And I was out there for like 9 hours. And then I couldn't even get out of bed the next day. I called you and I said, can you please treat me after my show on Monday? Came in, got a chiropractic adjustment. You did the laser light on me. The pain in my lower back went to like half of what it was. The next day it was gone. I understand totally that pain. Oh my God, bending over like that. Unbelievable. But you did mention that when he called in to talk to Carlene, there was a little bit of a hitch or something. What was that all about?
Yeah, so when people call in, she has a series of questions. So obviously, with this gentleman, there was no pregnancy, so he didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, he wasn't pregnant. Okay, no, that's a good thing for a guy. Nope. Okay.
And then no cancerous lesions or history of cancer. Yep. He wasn't a hemophiliac. He didn't have HIV or AIDS or leukemia. So those are the big ones, right?
Sure. And
then there are some smaller ones, and taking anticoagulant or a blood thinner wasn't one. He, didn't have any medications that made him sensitive to light. He didn't have a pacemaker in the area of treatment, and he didn't have any neurostimulators or anything, electronics in his lower back where he would want to be treated.
Sure.
But he had had a steroid injection. But we have to wait 2 to 3 weeks after the steroid injection. But he also had that somewhere else on his body. It wasn't his lower back. So that had expired, but it was also the wrong area. So,
got it.
So we were good.
Maybe a steroid injection in his shoulder or his knee or something like that, but that didn't affect the lower back where you were basically treating him with the deep tissue laser light therapy.
Right, and it's a consideration up to 2 to 3 weeks for sure.
Got it. We had to
wait a little bit longer.
Wow. Now, I've had steroid injections in my shoulders. I've had my left shoulder surgically repaired. I've had my right shoulder completely replaced. And I have this reoccurring, the surgeon, my wonderful Dr. Chenard down at Great Lakes Orthopedic Center, gives me an injection. He calls it, it's having to do with the rotator cuff and the joint where it's surgically attached to the shoulder. He called it a something tendonitis. And the steroid injection, along with some secret recipe of his, of some fluids and different things he puts in there, he goes in there with the needle and gets it right at the attachment point.
Gotcha.
And he injects it right there. And it's like, oh, yep, that's it. That's the spot. And okay, hold on, buddy. Breathe, And I'm like, I'm trying to breathe. It's like, okay, not that fast. Slow down, relax. So
there is a version of birthing there.
Oh, baby, it is. Absolutely, baby, baby, baby. So he pulls the needle out, and he rubs it and tells me to rotate my arm to work it in. And, oh, my God, it's almost like the same thing with you. Like an hour later, it's feeling great. I can move my arm again. It's wonderful. But it's the exact same thing I get with you when you've done the laser light therapy on my shoulder. And I started asking myself, do I really want to keep going back and getting these injections? Or there's some way that I can use stem cell patches, I can use Stacy with the laser light therapy, and even chiropractic adjustments. You know, Dr. Gary, when I was there visiting with him, he actually adjusted my shoulder for me as well. And it was amazing. Ever since I made that decision, I haven't been back to Dr. Chouinard in over a year.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, and it feels so much better now doing it naturally that it's amazing, these alternative methods, Stacy, what you guys do, both chiropractic and laser light, deep tissue therapy. I got a text message last week after you went off the air, after you ended the interview. I stored it in my phone for this morning. I actually copied and pasted it into my calendar. Alan from Indian River, he heard you last week for the very first time, and he said, Randy, I'm not really sure I totally understand what this laser light is. And I said, well, she's explained it a couple of times in the past for new listeners. And he said, well, could you have her explain it again for me? He's listening today in Indian River. Okay. And Alan says, is this something that is, Randy says, robotic? And he's like, is this like one of those robots that Elon Musk is working on and Nissan, you know, is it, it's a white guy with a black face. You know, what is this robot? So for Alan and others maybe listening for the first time, back the bus up a little bit and re-explain this technology, exactly what it is that Dr. Gary has invested in.
Well, the laser itself, there are two different ones in the head, and it moves around. It's a stationary machine, and only the head at the end of an arm moves around. That is the robotic part, because no one has to even run it. You program it and it runs on its own. There is also what I had explained just recently, another laser wand that I manually use in my hand. For that gentleman, after he got adjusted, I just wanted to make sure that I had gotten everywhere before he left. So he could get up and walk out with no problem. Just wanted to make sure he was good. And so you have two on this machine. You have a wand with a head that I manipulate, or I use mechanically, and then the one on the laser arm that is robotic that I set up, and it's about, I use that one at about 8 inches from your body, and the one that I have in my hand, I use, and I actually touch your skin with it, whatever area, you know, has the ailment. The lasers themselves, the one laser, it's the 808 nanometer laser. It decreases the inflammation. The other one, the 905 nanometer laser head, it reduces the sensation of pain that goes to your brain. So, and together, those two create ATP, which is adenosine triphosphate, and that provides energy, and it drives and supports many processes, but the healing, I mean, it makes the nutrients and the oxygen come to that area, but it also gets rid of the debris, and it helps your body just more quickly, 30 to 40% quicker, heal itself. So your ATP is helping energize the areas so that they can do what they naturally do to heal themselves and replicate, to make your body healthier, to fix itself.
Now, in the head of the robotic stand that you roll over top of the people, the area where it's at, lower back, knee, hip joints, whatever. The question that I have, and this is something that people like Alan had a hard time visioning, it's not a robot. It's robotic as far as the two laser lights themselves. The way they actually go up and down the area, they actually move in the head. That's the part of it that's technically, I guess, robotic. Is that a good way to explain it?
Very good. Yes. And you don't feel it. It's pain-free. So I literally lay you on a table. You know, the table lays you down, if it's your back, for example, and you don't feel the treatment at all. And you lay there for 8 to 12 minutes, depending on, you know, what treatment we end up needing to do. So come on in and try it. It surely can't
hurt. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Try it. Definitely give them a call. Again, call Carlene at the office, and she's going to go through those questions that you mentioned. That is basically, Stacy, the criteria for checking folks to make sure there's no complications, there's nothing that's, you know, they haven't had cancer, et cetera, et cetera. Those are the questions that you go through.
Right.
And okay, very good.
The contraindications. So if you have any of those things that I mentioned, the first five or six of them, then we'll just have to wait until you've been cleared for a while. But if you have the last few, there are some exceptions for sure.
Very good. Okay, very good. Let's get into this. Alan just texted me, and I'm going to give it out right now. The phone number to call Carlene and have her go through the questions with you, 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. They are located at 323 North Main Street in downtown Sheboygan, right across the street from the PNC Bank. So they are on the west side of the road, and plenty of parking out front. There's also a parking lot to the south of the building. You can come in that way as well. Text me laser, LASER. My phone has this information stored in it. It'll auto reply back to you of this screenshot. So you'll have the phone number, you'll have the address, and I have in the notes, Stacy is Dr. Gary Willie's daughter. Because we talk about her all the time. So greatly appreciate it. How is Dr. Gary doing?
He's doing very well, thank you.
Yes,
I love
Dr. Gary.
We're having fun coming in and treating people and helping them walk out taller.
Yeah, from 6 foot to 6 foot four. And I'm sure he's very happy. Yeah. Is he coming back for a second treatment?
Oh, yeah, today. You bet.
Oh, he's coming today.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Well, let's see if he's still standing erect when he gets there.
Yes, yes. I'll let you know next week. Okay, but we have the trucker. He did the Trucker Randy special.
Yeah, what is that real quick? Let's explain that to the folks.
That if you can either get a package of six for $300 or buy one for $60. And we do have a Trucker Randy special where you just get two for $99. And so basically, try before you buy. So before you buy a package, you could try it and see what you think. They don't expire. You can share them with your mate, whatever you want to do. We're not
very
too
good. Yep. Yeah. I got a follow-up testimonial from Penny. She said, Stacy's treatment and Dr. Gary's adjustments have helped my pain tremendously. I'm so thankful for both of them. I suffered with neck and shoulder pain for months, and that pain is gone.
So. Awesome. Hi, Penny.
Yeah. Hi, Penny. Very good. Well, okay, guys. Again, text me laser, 231-360-5140. Text me laser, LASER. My phone will send you the contact information and their address. Stacy, thank you so much for everything you guys do.
Thank you so much.
On the hour news break, hour number one, we'll be right back.
Is